I'm on my way to Clearview Equestrian Centre to talk to the barn manager and owner, Alexa Ehlers. Clearview is a few miles from Keeneland, and it's strange to drive past the more or less deserted track on an afternoon that would have been at the height of the spring meet. Thanks to disinfectant and a couple of long extension cords, Alexa and I will be able to stay socially distant and yet still see each other and talk almost normally. Alexa grew up in Texas but came to Kentucky to attend UK nursing school and never left. While she was still a student, she set up her business boarding, breeding and training event horses. And since graduating, she's juggled the equestrian centre with a full-time job as a nurse at UK. Alexa is an ambitious and accomplished competitor, and earlier this year she took a step back from her nursing career to concentrate on her riding. However, thanks to the coronavirus, she's now back at the hospital full-time again, working nights in the neuro ICU. I'm grateful that she's taken the time to see me. I know she's exhausted and stressed, and like all the other barns in the area, trying to figure out the safest and best way forward. Thank you so much for doing this, Alexa.
Yeah, happy
we're at your barn and it's very quiet.
Really quiet. It's been really quiet for like, what, four weeks now? Yeah, so, it's really lonely, to be honest. Like, I think a lot of this is a social thing too, you know? And like, I think it's made a big impact on all my clients, like emotionally and all of that stuff, because not being able to come out has been just, it's hard that we rely on the horses a lot.
So tell me a little bit about your business in general and then how you've had to change that since the restrictions came into place.
So the vast majority of our clients are students at UK. It was kind of a weird deal where they went on spring break. Like, I had a couple of kids that went home for spring break and then were going to come back at the end of spring break. And then, all of this came out. So they either got back from spring break and then left again to go home because we were quarantining here at the farm. So like if they could take their horses home, they did. But the rest of anyone who can't take their horses home now have left their horses here. And we decided to quarantine pretty soon thereafter. So, it's been pretty much a month.
And that's no access to any borders, absolutely.
They can drive. Well, we do like drive-through days where they can drive through and see the horses out in the fields, and know that they're getting taken care of. Like we've done the girls, especially. Like I've got two working students that either live here or their only thing to do is to go from their house to the farm, and like they can't interact elsewhere. And so they've been grooming the horses and bathing them, and we've been riding as many as we can, kind of keeping them all in like light work.
You made quite an interesting post about the decision to keep riding and what sort of riding, because that brings with it extra responsibility in case anyone gets hurt or.
So I'm a nurse, obviously, and so I work in the neuro ICU, which according to UK, we're going to be the third unit or third floor to receive COVID patients. If they fill up one floor, they move to the next floor and then they come to our floor. So I've kind of seen UK's plan for it and the gravity of the situation from that side of things. And so it's kind of a bit of a challenge. Like right now in Kentucky, the numbers don't look nearly as bad as I think we thought they would, and I think that's a thankful, that's a big part of the governor stepping up and like shutting things down really early. I think we saw what happens when you don't do that with Chicago and New York, and so because he's shut everything down early, then Kentucky's the numbers are kind of low, so we feel pretty comfortable riding and doing work with the horses, knowing that there's room in the hospital for us. Like the worst thing could happen. But I think the plan is to kind of back off the riding when the numbers increase in the hospital, and I'm able to see that every time I go into work, so.
And you work three nights a week. Is that like a 12-hour shift, 10-hour?
Yeah, 3-12. So I go into work at like 6:45 p.m. and then work through to 7:30 a.m. Okay.
And then you function fairly normally the rest of the week?
It depends. Again, it's been really hard to stay motivated. Like, normally, there's a need to be riding, whereas now it's like if they have a day off, they have a day off. Like, we're not trying to get them fit for anything. We're just trying to keep their legs strong and their minds relatively sane. So, I mean, I guess I have to admit I'm pretty worthless my fourth day. So if I work 3 days in a row, then I come home and I, in the perfect world, I would sleep until like 1 p.m. and go to bed at 9 and wake up at 1 and then kind of be tired for the afternoon and then go back to bed. I've been really struggling with flipping back and forth. In the old days, that would have been easy, but I don't know, generally speaking.
You had stopped nursing and decided to dedicate yourself full-time to riding and your career, your competitive career, and to managing and owning this barn, but now you've gone back. Was that directly related to COVID?
Yeah, definitely. I'm a year from being vested with my benefits, so I had stepped away knowing that I was walking away from matching, like UK matching my 401k, which is a pretty big kind of financial benefit, I guess. And so I'd walked away thinking that I was going to be able to really do this, the riding, and that's going on hold, right? You know, I have clients that have left, and that's full-time training that's left. And then, you know, we're trying not to be doing too much with horses too, so that's full-time, you know, full training that's gone away here as well. And so from a financial standpoint, I'm thankful to have the fallback of nursing, but I don't know, it's not necessarily what I wanted to do.
How has the job changed since the pandemic hit?
Here or at the hospital?
For you in general, here at the hospital.
I think it's changed a lot. From a hospital standpoint, things, we get pulled. So being pulled means getting taken from our home unit. So again, I'm on the neuro ICU. We get pulled to like medicine ICU more frequently. There are two units. There's 10 and 9 at the hospital, and the nurses from the 9 medicine unit have been getting pulled to the 10 medicine unit where all the COVID patients normally are. And so then they need nurses to staff the 9 unit. So we've been getting pulled a ton. So not necessarily working with like people that we normally work with. And I think for a lot of us, it's been really mentally draining because every time you walk into the hospital, you're like wondering if that's going to be the day that the surge happens, or you know, if that's going to be the day that you end up with a COVID patient, and then you're putting everybody that you interact with at risk. And I think that's been probably the biggest kind of stressor for me, is worrying about bringing it back with me here to the farm. The girls, I think, laugh at me a lot because I haven't ridden a ton, honestly, since we've gone on quarantine. I've taught more than I've ridden, which is great for them. It's been hard for me mentally, like not being able to ride the horses and feel how they're going and that sort of thing. I don't know. It's been interesting, the whole situation.
How do you keep your morale up, both working nights at the hospital and being exhausted and then coming back here and trying to keep everything sort of fairly upbeat for your girls and for staff here?
I think it's just nice to be surrounded by good people. Like I'll say it a million times over, like I'm so lucky to be surrounded by the best people. Like everybody's, they're all positive, so it makes it hard not to be when you're around them, you know? It's pretty awesome.
Going back to the hospital, do you feel like do you think here in Kentucky we've got a pretty good handle of it? Have you seen like the Nutter and the extra hospitals they're building on the Nutter field and beds like that?
Yeah, I haven't been able to see it. We haven't gone over there yet. But it's really, honestly, I can't imagine working anywhere else. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. Like, UK is trying so hard to take good care of us. We get a new mask every time we walk. Well, not a new N95, but a new kind of procedural mask. Every time we come into the hospital, we have to answer a questionnaire before we're allowed to receive our mask. And then, like on top of it, we get an email every day with an update of the total number of cases, like total number of positive tests, and then how many inpatients we have, and then they have like brackets, like depending on the number of inpatient, what I guess, like we have different levels. So right now we're in the green level, which means things are relatively okay, and then if we get to a certain number of patients, we turn into like a yellow, and then it turns into orange. And so we always kind of generally know what we're walking into, kind of, which I think is really neat. They've done a really good job of preparing us, and Dr. Newman's done a really good job. He does like town hall meetings, so it's like an hour long meeting where people can send in questions and he answers questions and kind of gives us like the lowdown on what the plan is in that moment. So it's pretty cool. They've been preparing a ton, like testing out rooms and seeing how many ventilators we can put on the unit and how much oxygen it, you know, the units can handle. And they've been testing different scenarios. Like on our unit, they were testing if we had a patient on continuous renal replacement therapy, like CRRT, if we could, you know, they're testing about like extension tubing for it so that we could actually put the CRRT machine outside of the room and making sure that those machines still operate the way they're supposed to. And they're doing all that before we even have patients there. So, I mean, it's just, it's really cool. They're trying to be ahead of everything, which I think is exceptional.
Do you keep in touch with the students who are boarders here and who've since gone home?
Yeah. So we just started kind of a fun new thing on like Instagram and stuff. We have a bunch of different group chats too. And the girls have done like Zoom game nights. Girls and Justin have done like Zoom game nights. And they've all tried to stay in touch because it's like a family. And, you know, like our Instagram thing every day is a new person that we're introducing. And it's just, it's just fun. Everybody can kind of interact with one another that way. It's pretty neat. We miss each other.
Do you, I met Coach Sando through you. Do you, he's doing a lot of at-home coaching or working out. Are you keeping up with that?
Hannah and I have talked about it, trying to. Tony will be really disappointed in us. But it's really cool. I mean, you look at all of his stuff he posts on Instagram and it definitely motivates you to want to kind of go out and do stuff. Hopefully I'll go do a little bit today, but I don't know. No, he's really cool. I honestly, he's the best. It's neat the way that he's adapted his training and that sort of thing with all of this madness. He's just, he's the best.
Anything else that we should talk about? Well,
I think it's interesting how all the farms are handling it. I think that When we went into quarantining, I made a bunch of different phone calls to a lot of different local kind of riders, and it was interesting for me to hear how different barns were trying to do the biosecurity and how they were taking on things. And I felt a lot of pressure initially to not quarantine the farm and to just, you know, use hand sanitizer and try and spray things. But in my nursing mind, I couldn't get past how to do it correctly and how to have enough supplies to do it correctly. But I think that there are some facilities that are doing it, I mean, as well as they can, considering like Valley View for sure is their system is pretty incredible. And Amanda's done a really good job of, like, I think every person has their one lead rope that they use on all the horses, and they spray everything multiple times a day. And they're really structured and regimented about who can come out when, and you know, hand sanitizing everything and spraying everything, and tack only gets touched by certain people and they can't use cross ties. I mean, they're really doing it, I think, as best as you can given the circumstances.
Yeah. I guess you have to balance the mental health of being able to spend time with your horse, but then the risk of either catching it or having an accident.
Right. Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know. I think it's a really fine line. And as soon as somebody, you know, gets sick, then it really, I think then you, things could shut down a bit more. But I don't know. It looks like Kentucky's doing quite well with the numbers. So maybe we'll get lucky-ish. We flatten the curve a bit. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah,
thank
no,
you for your time.
Helpful.
Good luck with everything. And we'll hope to see you back out again soon.
I know. Sometime, at some point.
For 91.3 WUKY News, I'm Samantha Lederman.